Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congresswoman Pratt? Congressman Shaw?
Here.
Congressman Supernov?
Here. Clear, we have a quorum, everybody's here. Next item of business is prayer, Angela, and this is prayer.
Dearly Father, we come to you on this beautiful day. Thank you for fall weather and all the new blessings that come with this time of year. And we just ask that you continue to guide us and wrap your arms around all of our people. And I just want to ask a blessing among this entire community of Osage County, whether they be Osage or not, that we all live among one another and good stewards to one another. So I just ask you to bless all those that may need you at this time, Father, and just it's in my prayers that they know to come to you, Father, that you are almighty, powerful, and that you are always there for us and in your promise to us to be there when we need you, and that they find the feeling of the Holy Spirit and it renews their spirit and continue to do good in their lives, and that they always know that you are there, Father. And I just ask a blessing upon my colleagues and my nation. I ask all these things in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.
Next item of business is consideration of approval of the minutes of September 29th.
Top of page 2, on OMCA 1623, I'd like a sponsor included as Edwards at the end, the parenthetical.
At the top of page 2?
Yes, where it sets out the title.
Page 3, under the first motion to amend the vote, I had left but came back. Did someone else? Oh, Congresswoman Pratt left. Okay, so we were down to 5.
I to approve the minutes of September 29th as amended.
Second.
Motion made and seconded, all in favor, say aye.
Yes.
The minutes are approved. Next item, minutes. Number five, consideration on CA 162123. An act to establish a mechanism for tribal members and non-tribal members to obtain license to hunt and fish on Osage Nation-owned real property. I'm not going to read the rest of that. The sponsor is Edward. Congresswoman Edwards, would you like to join us here and present this bill on CA 162123?
Yes, if you'll indulge me for 1 minute, I have a proposed committee substitute that I wanted to bring to the table. I just need to go get it off the printer.
Sure.
Like, sing a song or something for a second. Goodbye, all, maybe. All night long.
All right.
All by myself.
Take a recess or just wait?
She said it's just on the printer, so.
Oh, okay.
I guess we can.
While she's gone, I'll read the rest of this. To prohibit hunting and fishing on Osage Nation lands until an inventory of such lands is completed and published. A land use law is in effect, and there are rules and regulations governing licensure and penalties for illegal hunting and fishing, and to establish an alternate effective date. I'll pass it now to the committee substitute. All right, we're just waiting for copies of the bill for all members. We only have two copies right now. This is for our listening audience.
Do the little rain thing.
Thank you, sir.
Sure.
Everyone has one now.
I think we all have one.
I think I do believe so. The one you initially handed to us came in is the same copy.
Right. Yeah, sorry. I'm going to get that in there.
Would you, Councilwoman Evers, would you like to?
Well,
we've been presented a committee substitute that doesn't have the original bill number in it, nor does it have the legal counsel's stamp that he's put through with the properly formed draft. So
I didn't know the legal counsel had the stamp for the committee substitute, but you want him to do that.
Does he? I don't know.
I thought he does at some
she
point.
To get a copy stamp.
Well, I'm working.
But where it's stamped in, but not stamped by the council.
It has been stamped in.
Well, it's not a beautiful thing. You might have to work on it a little bit. One thing I think it needs a, I think it needs a severability clause.
Does yours have one up too? This error, syntax error, offending command.
All right, so the original bill that I presented, I took to heart some of the discussion, which was, well, there may be already some leases on, the nation's already leased some property. And we can get legal counsel in here, but I keep asking, by what law have we authorized some person or some department to lease Osage Nation-owned land? And what are the terms under which they can do so? Can anybody tell me?
I can look.
So, can we get Trey, and maybe Trey can tell us? And I can't send this to him because my computer died. Anyway, so over the weekend, having heard last week that there is some land that's been leased, and there are some hunting and fishing rights that go with that land, I made this prospective. And we talked about, do you know of any law that we have on the books that authorizes and gives the process for hunting and leasing Osage Nation owned lands?
You're directing that question to our legal counsel?
Yes, please.
Trey?
Do I know any law that authorizes leasing of land for hunting and fishing purposes?
Any purpose.
No, I'm not aware of anything specifically that says this person is authorized or that person is authorized to lease land.
With the exception of the resolution that expires at the end of this month, that Congress authorized the principal chief to execute restrictive leases with the BIA. We do have that authorizing resolution,
right,
by Congress.
And does that expire November 1st, or did it expire October 1st?
I think it's October 1.
Yes.
October 1.
So it's done.
It's done.
So there's nothing that authorizes the principal chief or the head of any department or the assistant principal chief or anybody to execute leases right now, right?
What did you just say?
I said we don't have any law that currently on the books that authorizes anyone to execute Osage Nation owned land leases.
Not that I'm aware of.
So, having heard that, I propose that we require that the lease of the lands be authorized by resolution until such time as the nation establishes a mechanism for tribal members and non-tribal members to obtain licenses to hunt and fish, to prohibit hunting and fishing on Osage Nation-owned lands until an inventory of such lands is completed, a land use law is in effect, and there are rules and regulations governing licensure and penalties for illegal hunting and fishing until established an alternate effective date. My findings are we have no public inventory of our lands, the nation is not authorized through law any person or department to lease, license or permit Osage Nation land for fishing and hunting and fishing. The Osage Nation needs to establish a land use scheme and a hunting and a licensing and permitting process via law. Recent purchase of land requires that the nation establish a land use law and hunting and fishing regulations prior to issuing any licenses or new leases of any Osage Nation owned lands. The purpose of this act is to require any lease of Osage Nation owned lands be approved by resolution of the Osage Congress signed by the principal chief until such time as the land use law and hunting and fishing regulations are established by law. From the effective date of this act, no hunting or fishing on newly leased Osage Nation owned lands is allowed without an Osage Nation owned license. Rules and regulations governing the licensure process must be approved by Osage law to be effective. No official person or department may grant a trespass permit or other permission outside this act. And then I stuck a penalty, but I think we have some better penalty language. And then from the effective date of this act and until such time as the nation adopts a land use law, All leasing of Osage Nation owned lands must be authorized by resolution of the Osage Nation Congress approved and signed by the principal chief, which is actually how our resolution is done. Anyway, that was it.
Do you want to, come on, make a motion, please? Get off the committee substitute.
I'll make that one.
The time is.
Sure.
Time.
Is that correct? Because mine, I got this.
I move to adopt ONCA 16-123, committee substitute dated October 3rd, 2016 at 11:22 a.m.
Second.
I'll second it for discussion. My question is this, we're adopting this substitute, but it doesn't have the official bill number printed in as it should. So if we're adopting this one, what does that mean?
Right, I wrote in 16-123 and it can get typed in.
Yeah, I did too, I wrote it in.
Could you write it in with a stamped copy of the clerk's, please, for me? Okay, now, I feel a little bit better now.
Now you're happy?
I'm happy.
Well, I mean, the fact of the matter is this, I'm sure we'll get vetoed. And we'll have to go pocket veto at this point. And we'll have to go back and work on it some more. But hearing that there's some requests for proposals to lease the ranch and there's hunting and fishing permits that have been extended, that expire November 1st is what I heard, I believe. And, you know, I don't think it's been decided how many, I think based on the resolution that we signed the other day, it was the Congress's impression that the ranch board was going to oversee management of the entire Blue Stem Ranch, but if there's requests for proposals being put out, I would say that that assumption is probably not a good one. And so I think this Congress needs to speak on the issue.
Go.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I think this goes back to what you referred to as your three P's before we bought this land, planning being one. And I know from the former foreman out there at the ranch, that when the Mormon ranch or the Mormon church, their officials came out and they toured the ranch for a whole day. And I think they took grass samples, soil samples, water samples, air quality samples, and they had a 100-year plan for this ranch that would consist of all the grazing and farming and the leasing. They had a plan 100 years set because this isn't the biggest piece of property that they own. I'm sure they have these plans that are ready to go. And to be able to write a resolution going forward, I would really hope that maybe we would consult with some of those people who own large tracts of lands to be able, you're on the right track in my opinion, to be able to come up with some of these. We don't have any of this. None of this whatsoever. And it was an impulsive buy, and I agree with it. We own the land, but we didn't have that plan, and we have to have something now. And it's going to take a lot of thought. It's going to take a lot of work to get this exactly how we want it. So I would just recommend to consult the Mormon Church, consult with other larger ranch landowners, and to see the policies that they have in place, and maybe borrow or use some of the things that they have. Just my thoughts. Yes, sir. Thank you.
I'm kind of looking at this as the chief issued this document that he called the signs his bills on the duress. Even though we know this is going to get vetoed, I think this is our message to him that he needs congressional approval on any leases, even though it's going to be probably going to be
I just would like to suggest that the sponsor consider amending an alternate effective date of November 1, because I believe through some agreements that the nation is in, that that would be the date that any new grazing type leases would have the ability to be executed. So if you consider amending that in.
Okay, sure. I just, right, that's fine. I think I've got a few more things too now that I look at it.
Do you want me to make that amendment? Have we adopted, we haven't on adopting yet?
We haven't, yeah, discussion. Does John have something?
Yeah, I have two things. I know your legislation only deals with hunting and fishing. And I know we also have to sometime include grazing and farming leasing. And my second thing is your penalty here, I think, is a little excessive. For just someone who out fishing. It's a little high. Mm.
I have to take all the fish.
Well, let me get some clarity on that.
Oh, yeah.
I think the penalty is for somebody that executes leases outside of the law. Is that what the penalty is really for? The penalty for violation of this act shall be $1,000. So, basically, you're looking at penalizing anybody that violates this act, which would be leasing outside of these parameters. Is that correct? That too would be violating.
Well, I think that's not, I don't think that's as clear as it could be. Maybe that penalty needs to be moved. I just am sitting here thinking, okay, so we say until such time as we have a hunting and fishing licensure scheme, no one can fish or hunt on Osage Nation lands. What's the penalty for doing it? Nothing. I guess you could consider it, I guess we could call it a trespass. You can strike that.
I don't know, I just read it to mean that the penalty for violation of this act would be people that would lease land before the law's in place that covers leasing. That's how I read that penalty. But I didn't know. You said it was an intent maybe to catch up people that are out there in trespassing and violation would get that penalty also.
Right.
Okay. Well, I'm not clear on that, so.
The motion has been made second to adopt this as a committee substitute.
Can I say one more thing too? And my reading of this, I know that it's strong on hunting and fishing, but I think it covers any lease, which would be a grazing lease or a commercial lease, correct? It says the purpose of this act is to require any lease of the Osage Nation owned lands be approved by resolution of Congress signed by the principal chief until such time as a land use law and hunting and fishing regulations are established by law. So that to me means all leases.
It does.
Okay.
That's the intent.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, I have no idea who's leasing what. It goes back to what lands do we own? What's the land use for them? Where do we go look to see? Where does any of our constituents go and find out what land we own and what it's used for? I don't believe we have any such thing. If you wanted, I'm not required to file leases in Osage County records, so.
I read the vote on the committee substitute. I'm called for the vote. All in favor, say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed?
No.
One no. Okay, we've adopted the committee substitute. Now, intent to try to get a bill written down to put out for a vote, or are you just wanting to work on this?
Well, maybe it makes sense. I mean, does anybody think that there's any chance that it won't get pocket vetoed? I don't think so, but would it be better to have it out there and have it vetoed? I think so, probably.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
As one member, I'd like to go ahead and see it come out of our committee and go to the floor for a vote this session. I think it's going to be vetoed. Even if we have time to override a veto or don't have time to override a veto, I just think it makes a... If you agree with it, it makes your point known as a Congress member.
If I might say, I would like to get something out that gets the essential message out, even though the details may have to be worked on later.
Okay, so I have a couple of cleanups. Page 1, line 13, after that, insert any.
Sorry, what is it?
Right numbers.
Mm-hmm. After that, so I'll read it. To require that any lease of Osage Nation and insert owned lands be authorized by legislation until such time as the Osage Nation insert creates, and then strike all of line 14 and line 15 until the word and. So it would read like this. To require that any lease of Osage Nation owned lands be authorized by legislation until such time as the Osage Nation creates an inventory of such lands, comma, and then strike is complete. A land use law is in effect, comma, and there are rules and regulations governing licensure and penalties for illegal hunting and fishing, comma, and to establish an alternate effective date. I think it needs that to prioritize what's going on with the bill.
Motion made and seconded to.
Can I add? Because usually they say, you know, if that's the way it's spelled on the original bill, it establishes needs an E in it on line 14.
What about needs and restricted land or?
Amendment to the amendment.
Restate.
Now where?
Line 14, it establishes it needs an E.
Strap that.
Sorry, we said down here we weren't quite sure what you did.
Right. So we didn't get the strike.
So here's how it reads. To require that any lease of Osage Nation owned lands be authorized by legislation until such time as the Osage Nation creates an inventory of such lands, comma, a land use law is in effect, comma, and there are rules and regulations governing licensure and penalties for illegal hunting and fishing, comma, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Question? Oh, Walker.
Has it been seconded?
Yes, it's been seconded.
Okay. So if you're amending resolution to say legislation, is that correct? Is that part of the amendment?
That's what you said.
It also has an ONCA number assigned to it, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's requiring a resolution to lease lands.
But you're reading that first line where it says resolution, you're saying by legislation instead of by resolution.
I'm sorry, by resolution. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I did not mean to say that.
You read it that way twice.
Okay. I apologize.
Okay.
Congressman Sipino.
So the fact is you've dropped the whole short title. Wait a minute. Is that right?
Well, no, I shortened it.
Call for law.
So, in part B, it says any new, or it references new leases. Is this capturing all leases or new leases?
New.
Well, then maybe it should say that.
After any, you want it to say new. to require that any new lease of Osage Nation-owned lands be authorized by resolution until such time as the Osage Nation creates an inventory for such lands. Land use law is in effect, and there are rules and regulations governing licensure and penalties for illegal hunting and fishing, and to establish an alternate effective date.
I think if that's the intent, then yes.
And I think that with the legalese that we've been faced with, that somebody's going to try to there's a possibility that somebody would try to differentiate between a new lease or a lease renewal, you know. So I think if you put new leases in there, that possibly technically somebody could say, well, that doesn't apply to a renewal of a lease. So I don't know, you know, the alternate effective date moving forward, to me, would be, I don't know, I'm not an attorney, but that would be when this would take effect. Moving forward, you can't go back and, what's that called?
There's an ex
post facto. We can't go back and make all the other leases comply to this, but moving forward, we could. I think that would be confusing.
Can I do that, Congressman?
Congressman Walker.
So, does this apply to all Osage owned lands or just fee land? You sure this complies with the Hearth Act?
No, I didn't think that. I thought that somebody had to approve the Hearth Act, and we hadn't approved it yet.
We approved it in law in the spring.
No, I'm talking about the feds.
No. Apparently not.
Well, I asked the question. I asked the question earlier. Does anyone know of any existing law that impacts or authorizes any individual person or department to lease land, and no one knew of any? Do you know of something?
I don't really care to get into a whole bunch of details. I mean, I think we all agree it's going to get pocket vetoed anyway.
Why should we? I mean, we're trying to work to get it right. RJ, if you know something, please don't keep it a secret.
I'm not keeping any secrets, but that. I have nothing else, Chairman.
What you're asking about, to answer your question or address your question, is there any entity or something on this in the world that can does these leases? Yes, there is. The Osage Agency. I don't know if they have any authorization to do this with all restricted lands and all that. No.
I don't care if we change it to fee land. Is there a concern that somehow this is trying to trump a process for individuals with restricted land to lease their land? It's not. That's why it says Osage Nation owned land.
Well, I don't understand what you're saying.
How much restricted property does the Osage Nation own?
I don't know.
We own some villages.
But we are going to have trust land, which is going to be a little different than fee land.
I understand, but that's why we got to get after it and get this put together.
Congressman Whitehorn.
Just because I don't know the process, I'm speaking about something I really don't know about, but I've pulled up the copy of the redlined version of the Hearth Act that we've received, the redlined draft. It's dated, our stamped into Congress September 21st, 2016. The draft date is August 29th, 2016. And it doesn't look like, I don't know if this has to go before Congress or if this is supposed to be our act, but it's not in our form. It starts with the words, be it enacted.
Well, this is why I'm confused what he's talking about.
By Congress of the Osage Nation, Subchapter 1, General Provisions, Trust Land Leasing Act, short title. So I don't, let me see, this act may be cited as a trust land leasing act and is hereby referred to as the Act. The Act is a law that will be codified as Chapter 4 of Title 25 of the Osage Nation Code, unless there is a duplication of numbering, in which such case the code revisor will assign an appropriate title and section number. Okay, so I don't know who drafted this, but...
Is it filed as a bill?
Not to my knowledge, it doesn't have any heading on it. It just says an act to establish leasing procedures for business, economic development, and public purposes on the Osage Nation restricted and trust lands is authorized by helping expedite and advanced responsible tribal home ownership. Act of 2012, Public Law 112-151, July 2012, codified as 25 U.S.C. Section 415, parentheses, Hearth Act. So, we did pass out the Hearth Act, and I guess there's some amendments to be made to our actual act that we passed out. I haven't reviewed this in total yet. I just know it exists. It says the director shall deliver all leasing documents to the appropriate BIA realty officer. That's not about our process though.
So I've got a few other corrections.
Sure.
Thank you. There's a lot in this, just even the title. And the part that bothers me, such to where in its current form I would not be able to support it, is restricting tribal members to get licensed to hunt and fish on this magnificent property. It seems like we're holding the executive hostage until they finally complete the land inventory, which I have no problem with. I think we're talking about leases, okay? This is a tribal member to get a hunting or fishing permit. Those regulations could be deferred to executive until such time that there's law. It's all lumped together. We've got the leases, the tribal and non-tribal. We've got licenses to hunt and fish, including hunting leases. I just think there's too much contained and it's too restrictive for tribal members, and it could be months. And right now, tribal members' money is already being used to pay on that land. So it's got too much in it, that it, particularly the requirement that tribal members cannot get hunting or fishing license until all this other is arranged for.
But we don't have any mechanism for tribal members to get hunting and fishing licenses.
That's
right.
What Johnson makes. Okay, my question was, some of those codes you were just reading, the U.S. codes, where are those from?
Well, what I do know about the Hearth Act is it's something that the Congress, the federal government has passed to allow tribes to have more control over the leasing of their trust, their restricted and trust lands, to encourage home ownership on restricted properties and to encourage commercial use on restricted properties. Tribes by the Hearth Act are handed a lot of, you need to tell them how you're going to expedite the Hearth Act. Say we had owned property over near our casino in Tulsa and we wanted to attract the Holiday Inn to come build a hotel, and this is very hypothetical, I'm just using hypothetical, but they needed to be able to be guaranteed a 25-year lease on the property because we can't sell our trust property. And they needed to be able to guarantee a 25, 30-year lease in order for them to build a structure there. This would allow our tribe to do it without having to negotiate through the BIA. We would make those negotiations according to our law and then send it over to the BIA once it's executed. That's what the Hearth Act does for tribes.
Thanks
for all the information, but my question was, where did you get those codes? Those federal codes, then?
Yes.
Tribal codes.
Well, one of them, the last one I read was the federal code. And then, and the first one I read was our tribal code, so I read both.
Committee, we've got two bills more to look at. If we try to post or recess and come back, it's going to be 5 o'clock before we can do that. I don't have any other meetings. So I need to either simplify this to where we can get it out of here now or table it for discussion later. Maybe I can set a meeting Wednesday. Wednesday be the soonest.
I just wanted to ask the sponsor if she had any more amendments that she wanted to make right now on this.
I did.
Do we have an amendment on the table that we haven't voted on yet?
We have an amendment, but it needs to be, I think, restated. With John, we stated, made a lot of changes.
Page 1, line 13, after that, insert any. After nation, insert owned. After the last nation, insert creates. Page 1, line 14, strike the entire sentence. Page 1, line 15, strike the sentence up until the word and. Page 1, line 16, strike is completed.
Are you just amending what's already in the bill, or amending, are you amending the motion?
No, you told me to restate the motion, so I just restated it.
So what you're doing now is amending this.
Right. That's
in the bill.
Right.
All right. I'll second.
I think I already seconded the motion.
This is new one. Okay. All
right. No, you restated the first one.
All right. Everybody in favor of that, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed?
No.
Okay, motion fails. Any other motions?
I move to table bill number, or postpone bill number ONCI-16-123, call the chair.
Second.
Motion by the secretary. Postpone the call of chair. All favors say yes.
I'm not going to be working. If we can't work on it in committee, then I don't know what we can. I don't know how we can do it out. Because
I'd like to have another committee meeting. Please.
No, because obviously, I don't. If I can't make motions like that and have people understand them and work on it, then I don't know what to do. This is how we create legislation. Not one person contacted me. Not one between last week and today. Actually, Congresswoman Whitehorn asked me if I was working on it, and I said yes, and we talked about it a little bit. I stand corrected. I'm sorry. You did. But other than that, nothing.
Well, I talked to you about it.
You did. You're right. But
I don't want to give up on it, but I just don't think we got time to do it now.
I understand. But there's 12 people, and if 12 people have concepts and ideas, they need to communicate them, because obviously it's not, you can't come to the table and work on them.
All right. Well, the next item of business, consideration of ONCA-16-113, an act to amend the Business Commission Advisory Board Act 15 ONC, section 5-106. Establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor Buffalo Head, is that right?
What it says, yes. It is right. It's correct. Mm-hmm.
It's correct.
I could be a co-sponsor.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I believe that we've had discussion, actually exhaustive discussion on this bill, and to me, I believe that what was presented at the committee table is this was something that we were going to put on the back burner and work on during the interim, was my understanding of it, but we'll wait, I guess, until the sponsor comes back. I don't think we need to discuss it exhaustively if that's ultimately going to be what we do with this, because we do have one bill that quite possibly possibly could get out of committee today, for I know that Congressman Sigmund wants out.
Dr. Shaw.
She on her way?
She's on her
way. Oh. Well, you know, but I'm just, to put it together, I've got the committee report and I've got motions. I'll defer to the sponsor.
This must be the companion bill that we sent back to committee.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to commit that? Has the committee decided if we're going to keep the committee substitute? Because you put in a committee substitute, didn't you?
And there were amendments on the floor of Congress as well to that committee substitute.
Well, I'm in favor of us going back to the way I filed it, because that's what we did for the companion bill. And then we address what needs to be addressed as far as boards and commissions goes in the interim. The only thing that needed to be fixed from like an emergency standpoint was that we included the war memorial, what are they called?
Commission.
Mm-hmm. So they were included. And that's my opinion, is that we truly need to wait so that we can send out a quality piece of legislation. And I have talked with a couple of members. I talked to Jill Jones, who's the chair of one, yesterday, and I talked to Tim Pulci, who's the chair of the LLC, on Friday. And they were aware that the gaming board had said, you know, we think we deserve more money because we're the only people that bring in revenue. And they said, well, you know, we really hope to change that, but we agree that there should be some dialogue. I mean, if y'all are, they agree that we're the body that makes the changes, but they would like to at least to hear what's going to be done before things are done, which I agree with. So my support would be to change it back to the way I had submitted it and filed it. And then in the interim, we can get to work on what needs to be fixed, because I think everyone agrees that it needs to be addressed as far as boards and commissions and how we have it worded out and what their pay is. And
I'm just going to speak to what Congressman Buffalo Head is saying. Is there any way you would could bring the original bill back as a committee substitute, or would it be best for us to...
I wasn't in the last meeting when you all did that. Is that how you did it?
I don't know. We could either have a committee substitute with the original language or...
Congressman Shaw, how did you all do that? Because that was in your committee.
How did we get the committee substitute introduced?
No, I know you did the committee substitute, but you all reverted back.
We amended it.
Was that difficult? It was easier, you
think,
too?
Well, we've had, of course, the committee substitute made some changes or additions. The amendments in the floor of Congress made some amendments and made some changes. I guess my position is if the opinion of Congress and the majority of Congress voted to refer it back, I think, to this committee by mistake, could have been by design, but it came back to Commerce and started appropriations, is if it needs work, then I just say we just let it go to work. I don't think we need to put out a piece of legislation. Let the act stay as it is, and we'll work on it in the interim. I think that's just table it, and we'll bring it back out and work on it, or bring in another committee substitute at another time.
I'm agreeable to that. I believe that the resolution that we passed out did strike the word reimbursement,
it did.
And I believe that the...
I would be agreeable to that.
Yeah. So can I move to the best plan? Move to postpone ONCA 16-113. The call of chair.
By favor, say yes.
Yes.
Opposed? Okay. Postpone it now. In the interim, you may want to reassign it back to appropriations. I mean, pull it out of here and put it in appropriations.
That can be done, yes.
Okay. Next item of business is consideration of ONCR 16-146, the resolution still facilitate nation's land buyback program and the execution of the home site leases for fractionated home landowners. I'm responsible for it. I'm going to turn the committee chair over to Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yeah, we're considering OCR 1646, and Congressman Supernov is the sponsor, and I'll let you have the floor to tell us where we are.
I'm asking Melissa Curry to come over and bring the request from the BIA and to explain what this does. And so I guess she's out here in the lobby. So we'll get her.
We are in, we're in a brief recess. Could you please turn us off from recording? We're waiting on somebody to come and present legislation. So without objection, we're in a recess.
Okay.